The head of Alaska's Gasline Development Corporation is in China this week, working to attract buyers and woo investors into supporting a state-run LNG export project. Meanwhile, political support in Alaska for the ambitious project is waning. Earlier this session, House Republicans fired a warning shot, threatening to cut millions from the corporation's budget. Last week, the Senate unanimously voted to strip $50 million from its gas line budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
The budget isn't done yet, but if the Senate's cut stands, the state corporation tasked with building Alaska's massive liquid natural gas pipeline will be tackling the $45 billion project with only $45 million in the bank. Last week, the Senate moved to divert money set aside for the gas pipeline and instead use the money to hire more state troopers and prosecutors and fund road maintenance. The corporation's spokesperson, Rosetta Alcantara, says the cut could send a mixed message to potential investors.
Yeah, there's a lot of positive movement out there, and from the perspective of potential customers, I don't think that helps the message.
Lawmakers on a House Finance Committee told the Alaska Journal of Commerce earlier this week that they will reverse the cut. But it's another setback for the state's ambitions of a gas line project. The Alaska LNG project would connect two oceans and pipe natural gas from Prudhoe Bay to the Kenai Peninsula, then ship it to buyers in the Asia Pacific. But there has been bipartisan doubt about the project since the state took the lead in late 2016. Lawmakers grilled the corporation about its budget this session, questioning the wisdom of an Iditarod sponsorship and its decision to open offices in Tokyo and Houston. Between the two lawmakers who created the state corporation, one launched an audit of it in December, and the other, Representative Mike Chenault, says he understands the legislature's frustration with the corporation and the project.
I know the people in my community, a number of them are frustrated because they've been told this stuff is happening, and in all reality, it's not. We're not checking things off a list in order to move forward. The list just keeps getting bigger.
Chenault says he supports an LNG project, but he says the corporation has to prove that it makes good economic sense for the state to continue to invest millions in developing the project.
Maybe they're Huckleberry Buck and everything is going hunky-dory, but that's not the vibes that I get from talking to people around and people in the industry.
Chenault says he's heard a lot of confusion and complaints from constituents in his Kenai Peninsula district and hometown of Nikiski. The unincorporated town sits at the end of the proposed pipeline. And Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navar sent a letter to the corporation earlier this week criticizing its assertion that it will take just 2 years to make it through the federal permitting process and start construction on the project. He says the corporation could be building up false hope for property owners, contractors, and job seekers in the communities that would be impacted by the project. The House and Senate will have a conference committee on the budget, and if the cut stands, Governor Bill Walker could still veto it. Grace Jang, the governor's spokesperson, says he won't comment on the pending cut until it reaches his desk. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.